there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 3 this Friday. The Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Dan and the Danettes this morning. Got Rick Bucher coming up in about 20 minutes. All the latest on Kyrie Irving, his late night apology. Steve Kerr, who says changes are coming to the Warriors after they lose to the Magic 130-129. So we got Rick coming up in a few minutes, but... it is a big football Friday, and I know you feel that you didn't get your chance a few minutes ago to continue on your opinion about the Packers, Mike. Look, part of the bold predictions I made a few minutes ago, the Packers' problems are going to continue. You know, like Steve Kerr said, no one's riding to our rescue. The Packers are going to continue to flounder. They just don't have the horses like they had in years past. It's not anything awful. It's more of a natural progression of, okay, when you pay a quarterback a lot of money, you have to cut in other places and your team is not going to be as good. And when some of the decisions you make don't work out as well as you think they are, you're just going to have a decline. And the Packers are a team that was at the top of the league for the last couple of years, and Aaron Rodgers won the MVP, and now they don't have the weapons at wide receiver they had. Their defense is not quite as complete as they thought it was going to be. This is just how it goes. But yes, I get the impression that, well, the Packers always figure it out because it's the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Well, I think you kind of know by his reaction, instead of relax, it's been guys got to start losing jobs. Things are a little bit different for the Packers this year.
No, I like a guy with a little bit of edge. And I think Aaron Rodgers is now in the crosshairs the last couple of years, and you could disagree with some of his stances and outspokenness on many issues. It ties into a bit of what we'll get into with Rick Bucher a bit when we go with the NBA and Kyrie and all. Not to equate the two, but when we talk about guys speaking out or using social platforms for things that aren't their teams and their work. Right. There's always that risk that you run there, and certainly polarizing would be the way to talk about it. As related to this squad, you brought back a bunch of veteran receivers that you thought would come in and play, not owing to their respective injury histories, which are lengthy and have been a big problem in terms of just being available over the course of the year. The young receivers have had their glitches, their hiccups, their struggles. We saw the unfortunate injury to Christian Watson early against the Bills. Looks like he'll be back and back in practice, so should be available, at least at last look, against the Lions. Romeo Doubs with a couple of big throws. You saw Rodgers on the sideline yucking it up with his two running backs. So at least there was at least some identity and purpose that you saw to that Buffalo game. Yeah, they end up losing big, but there was more to the identity of the run game, establishing the run game. Part of that is just keeping the explosiveness of the Buffalo offense off the field because your defense has been compromised, no question about it. But here's a spot, and talking to Joel, who's our technical producer today, and he's wearing a Lions hat, he goes, you know the Lions are winning this game because it's going to screw up the draft pick, right? and that was the one part, one element to the equation that I forgot to factor in. That
we were supposed to get Bryce Young.
That it would be Lions football for them to go and win this game in what otherwise looks like a terrible spot against a flailing Green Bay squad. Detroit getting 3.5 points at home. Over under sitting at a robust 49.5. That means the expectations are that they will fare much better than they did against your guy, Bailey Zappi, and the Patriots a few weeks ago when they were shut out.
Yeah, this race for the number one pick is sort of getting down to just a couple of teams pretty fast, because honestly, it's the Steelers, the Texans, the Raiders, and the Lions. Like, those are your teams that are going to be in the race. Those are your four teams from now all the way through. I got to think the Raiders are going to win a couple more games. They're too talented to not, you know, win a few more and not at least be a 7-win team or something like that.
But the Raiders?
You're talking about
your optimism there.
Nah, but you're talking about it. You're talking about a team that needs to lose a lot, like the rest of the season. And those teams are the Steelers and the Texans and the Lions, because they all have the same things in common.
Well, the Panthers can't sustain their little engine that could, right?
It doesn't matter.
Losing last week was huge. DJ Moore, as much as people excoriate him, he did the right thing.
The more guys they lose, the better they play, and they play in an awful division. They could be in first place in a couple of weeks.
How dare you? Actually, their point differential for the year is only minus 28.
I know. The more guys – they could have Sam Darnold come back, and they're still going to wind up.
Come on.
Look at this. We're making a run. This is fantastic. And Baker Mayfield still won't see the field.
Look at you trying to get Sam a little bit of run here on a Friday morning. That is positivity at its finest, folks.
Now, speaking of positivity, you know, remember I told you before the season started the Eagles were going to the Super Bowl and Jalen Hurts was going to win the MVP. I told you that was going to happen.
This is my nightmare. This is my life every night on Fox Sports Radio, people.
But I told you, we can't lie to people. We have to tell them the truth, and this is a true thing. I bring it up because,
other hosts and columnists or whatever, they just make stuff up. Why can't you?
No, because I kind of feel the sense of satisfaction. I kind of getting something right. Look, the Eagles win last night, and they win 29-17 over the Texans. And you and I have talked about what's the one thing the Eagles need to do. They need to play a complete game. They need to close games out, right? Because they would play great in the first half of games, and they would look unbelievable. Look, they have the best roster in the NFC. The Eagles have the best roster top to bottom in the NFC. But whether it's losing interest, whether they think they've done enough, they've had problems closing games. Last 2 weeks, they've closed games.
Well, they did a great job closing things out against Dallas, right? Yeah, where there was potential for chaos,
yes.
But they finished.
And the 2 weeks after that, they both found ways at the end to win. And defensively, they closed. They only gave up 3 points in the second half last night. Yes, it was the Texans. You're always going to find a way to nitpick. The better a team does, the more we nitpick at them, right? You know, if the Eagles were 6-2, we would say, yeah, Eagles are 6-2. But 8-0, they got things wrong with them.
But 8-0, you've got to, right? At 6-2, you're part of the mix. So you're just a team with several others. Right? Do we then throw them with the Vikings? Vikings only have one loss, but nobody's talking about Captain Kirk and company. They just traded for TJ Hockenson from your Lions. And he's ready to go and to be integrated. He saw how quick he was to point out how it's nice to go to a team that has 6 wins, which is kind of funny.
Way up there in the standings.
Well, sure. But you're at the midpoint of a season and you're praising the idea of 6 wins.
But the Eagles are a team that no matter how you cut it up, yes, they're the best. They have the most points in the NFC. They've allowed the second fewest points. They have the biggest point differential of plus 90. They've done everything you've wanted them to do. I get that, we believe it in the Eagles. The NFC is not that good, right? You're talking about the Vikings at the top, and I'm not believing in the Vikings. If you said to me, who are the three best teams in the NFC right now? I tell you, there's three teams that can go to the Super Bowl, right? We talked about this on the show.
Bears.
Buddy, maybe you might be a year away, buddy, but I like what you're thinking with.
Dude, I'm working in an alternate universe. Just bear
it's
with
okay.
me.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. There's an alternate universe where they have even more wide receivers than they have. So it's awesome. But the three best teams that I'm believing in the NFC, because the Vikings are a team that this looks like just one of those years where things are working out for them. Some of the breaks they didn't get in years past.
Well, guys staying healthy as well. Danielle right? Hunter, yeah. now you got aggressive and you bring in a Hockenson to go with your receiving core.
Yeah,
I don't
great
know.
Move.
Yeah,
great move.
You don't have to rely on Thielen as much. Maybe he gets a little less attention to be able to be a sit down receiver, keep those chains moving. I don't know. There's some interest there, but there's always the Captain Kirk factor that leaves people a little bit nervous when it comes to big game situations.
Yeah, look, they're getting even Kirk Cousins said, "What's the difference between this year and last year?" I don't know. We're just winning the games, right?
So, well, Zimmer's not there.
Happening.
Good thoughts
right.
to the family and everybody there. A tragedy earlier in the week, but we watched them lose close game after close game. Bad clock management. There was a lot going on there a year ago, which Kevin O'Connell and his staff they've cleaned up.
Yeah, they figured out a way with new energy, and they're getting different breaks in different games from different ways, right? I can't sneeze at 6-1, but am I believing them overall? Not as much as I'm believing in a couple of other teams, because if you're saying who can make the Super Bowl right now out of the NFC, I would tell you the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the 49ers. Those are your teams. For all the nitpicking we'll do with the Dallas Cowboys, they figured it out, man. They were able to withstand no Dak Prescott and keep the team afloat and win games with Cooper Rush. And that Dak injury might turn into a blessing in disguise, because the Cowboys realized we don't need Dak to throw the football 35 times, 40 times every single week. We can win relying on our running game and our defense, and just ask Dak to win games every few weeks. Listen, we don't need you to throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns every week, but every 3 weeks or so, yeah, we might need you in a game like that. Last week with Ezekiel Elliott banged up, you can't just give the ball to Tony Pollard 25 times in a game. The guy's never carried it more than 14. How many times did he carry it last week? 14. So you needed Dak to do a little bit more. He did, and they won. The Cowboys have figured out their formula. They are terrific. The Niners, they need a little bit more stability, but they certainly have solved all their issues. Christian McCaffrey, when the trade happened, I knew they just become an upper echelon team. As long as he is healthy, this Niners team can do so many things. Garoppolo needs to be a little bit more consistent, but just a tiny bit of uptick from him, and the 49ers are that Super Bowl caliber team. So I'm looking, forget about the Packers and the Bucks. The three teams that can make the Super Bowl right now in the NFC, I'm looking at the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the 49ers.
I love that you add the 49ers. They're back to 500 after that win over the Rams. And a lot of it contingent upon getting healthy, staying healthy, McCaffrey's health being paramount to all of it. Put him in bubble wrap for the other 6 days of the week, and then unleash him. And hopefully, the trade of Jeff Wilson would indicate, I believe, that Eli Mitchell should be back after the bye week, right? Because that's one of the things to remember for this week, for your viewing pleasure and for fantasy purposes, that we have Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, the Giants, Pittsburgh, and San Francisco all on bye this week. So in theory, for the 49ers, they get healthy and healthier leading down the stretch. And hopefully that's good for business, right? You know me, celebrating the greatness that is Jimmy Garoppolo, one of those few Sox fans that are out there with me aligned. And he's almost as handsome as I am. And then, you look at your other contenders. I don't know what Green Bay and Tampa become down the stretch. I don't know that everybody else stays healthy, but the show is today. We're talking about it today. Philadelphia has been fantastic, and you can only beat who's on the schedule, because that's the other nitpicking if you really want to do it, right? They beat Minnesota. All right, there's the good team on the schedule, and they beat Dallas. Those are your two. Otherwise, it's Detroit, a 500 Washington squad, Jacksonville, which is, well, back to being Jacksonville, Arizona. You got guys yelling at each other, screaming at each other, although they're a different squad now that DeAndre Hopkins is back. In theory, they still lost that game, but he was back, and they're not the squad you'd hope. They won against New Orleans lost this last week. Dallas, the win, and then Pittsburgh and Houston that are two of the teams we mentioned as potentially vying for the number one overall pick. So, you know, you find your warts along the way. But the beauty about the NFC is that there's plenty of opportunity for chaos to come because there are only a couple of teams. And I think that's the NFL, whether you love it or hate it, there are very few teams that you can throw away at this point. Team gets hot, one or two key injuries, all of a sudden we got ourselves a whole different ballgame. That's the beauty and tragedy of the NFL 2022.
You know, but here's the crazy part is that all those teams that I think, okay, who can I project over the second half of the season that I could see rising up? They're in the AFC. You know, like I can see the Ravens suddenly becoming one of the top teams in the NFL over the course of the back. If they, you know, they're figuring out the end of games, I can see the Ravens doing that. I can see
but
the
they're
Bengals.
5-3. They're tied for the second best record in the AFC right now. Right? But Buffalo's still, at 6-1.
Yeah, but the difference between the Bills and the Chiefs and everybody else is a pretty big one, you know. But I can see the Ravens. I can see the Bengals doing it. I can see, it's hard for me to look at a team in the NFC and go, okay, yeah, because all your tried and true teams are all have big time problems. You know, the Rams are struggling, Tampa Bay, Green Bay. It's hard for me to see that team in the NFC.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it. Just when you least expect it, it's like we just celebrated Halloween. Just when you think you're safe. Just when you can think you can crack an ice cold Diet Coke, what happens? Bam! That door opens, the music swells, and bad things happen. NFL 2022, baby. Let's go!
Sounds like the worst horror movie ever. I had a Diet Coke. What happened? I opened the door, and then there was Jason Voorhees. He was there with a machete.
Yeah, but you got your product placement in, didn't you?
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon is our show late at night. Happy to be in here for you with and in for Dan Patrick and the Danettes today. Coming up next, we had a big-time NBA headline drop late last night. Kyrie Irving's apology for what has gone on over the course of the past week. Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1, NBA insider extraordinaire, stops by next for all the fire. Everything you need to know NBA-wise is straight ahead right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Happy Friday. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. And late last night, we had a couple of big-time NBA stories drop. Steve Kerr says changes are coming to the Warriors after they lose to the Magic 130-129. And Kyrie Irving put out an apology. An apology for the social media post he had last week about a book and movie on Amazon that feature anti-Semitic tropes, including that the Holocaust didn't really happen. Kyrie was asked about this on Monday at a press conference. He was very standoffish about it, did not apologize, was asked about it again on Thursday, and a lot more of the same. He was asked straight out, "Are you anti-Semitic?" And he said, "I can't be anti-Semitic if I know where I came from." So the answer, "Are you anti-Semitic?" he couldn't even say no to. The Nets then decided it was time to suspend him as he was, quote, "currently unfit to be associated with the team." Well, late last night, Kyrie put out an apology on social media. Here's a little bit of it. He said, "While doing research, I posted a documentary that contained some false anti-Semitic statements, narratives, and language that were untrue and offensive to the Jewish race slash religion, and I take full accountability and responsibility for my actions. I am grateful to have a big platform to share knowledge, and I want to move forward by having an open dialogue to learn more and grow from this." He goes on to apologize to Jewish families, communities, say he did not have any intention to disrespect any Jewish cultural history regarding the Holocaust or perpetuate any hate. So now that he's done this, what happens next? Joining us now on the hotline, Fox Sports 1, NBA insider extraordinaire Rick Bucher. Rick, what's happening, man? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I wish we could talk more basketball than all these other things that are being inspired by basketball players, but such is life. But
just wait, the Knicks will win 5 or 10 in a row coming up soon, and we can do that. It's okay. It'll happen.
Wow.
Yeah, like when can we get back to talking about Cam Reddish? That's all I want.
There we go. Nicely done.
Okay. So now that this happened, Rick, what's your takeaway of what you've seen over the course of the past few hours, culminating with Kyrie's apology last night?
Well, I'm sure that the apology, maybe not the way it was written, but certainly the apology was part of the remedial steps that Adam Silver is demanding happen and that the Nets are demanding happen in order for Kyrie Irving to continue his career in the NBA. Kyrie just has difficulty ever admitting that he's wrong. He has tried every which way to talk around that he's, and this is just the latest instance that he's made a mistake. And he's honestly, I think what's so confusing at this point has just boiled over to the point where the Nets and the NBA are done trying to dance around him is that he's a walking contradiction. He talks about being an enlightened person, and yet clearly doesn't do deep enough research to know exactly where he's coming from and what he's talking about. He talks about spirituality, and then does things like this, which is divisive, and says he's being dehumanized by a reporter as he is dehumanizing the reporter at the very same time. Even his play on the court, quite honestly, he is a tremendously talented player, but he's a soloist. He talks about the brotherhood and what his team is going to do, and yet when he plays, it is very much a solo act. He does not see the big picture when it comes to when he's playing, and he's one of the most talented players in the league, without question. And I think that's what's so consternating for the league, is that he is so talented and he is so visible, and yet he's so careless with his platform that at this point, the Nets and the NBA in general have just had to say, look, we can live without you, because for all of your talent, this has just become way too divisive for us and for the people that support the NBA.
And Rick, after those different press conferences leading to the suspension and ultimately the statement that Jason read part of last night, now yeah. Kevin Durant's chimed in as of shoot around this morning. This was posted almost an hour ago from New York Post, Brian Lewis. Kevin Durant, quote, "I'm not here to judge somebody or talk down on the life or how they've feel their views. I just didn't like anything that went on. I felt like it was all unnecessary. I felt like we could have kept playing basketball and kept quiet as an organization. #Nets.
Well, if you want a comparison of why some teams win and some teams, despite their talent, lose, this is Exhibit A. Compare how the Warriors handled Andrew Wiggins' resistance to getting vaccinated. How Steph Curry spoke, how Draymond Green spoke. They found a way to support Andrew Wiggins and at the same time make it very clear where they stood and what needed to happen. And to this day, Andrew Wiggins will express reluctance about getting vaccinated. And yet he did. And they went on to win a championship. It's just a matter of if you want to stand there and say, "Hey, that bothers me," but it's really not my place to say or do anything. When you are part of a team and you are as great a player as Kevin Durant is, that's not an option. That box doesn't exist on the choices, because not if you want to win, not if you proclaim that you want to play winning basketball and want to be part of a winning team. It does not work. There are elements that come along with the job when you are as great as Kevin Durant is, and when you aspire to do the things that Kevin Durant does, that are necessary. And I'm completely okay with Kevin Durant saying, "Yeah, I don't want to lead. I don't want to hold my teammates accountable. Fine, but don't tell me you're a champion. Don't tell me you're trying to do everything you can to win, because that comes with the job."
You know, and that's the thing, when you get into this entire story about the Nets, Rick Bucher with us here on the Dan Patrick Show, is that when I look at Kyrie and the Nets are going to spend the next few days deciding what to do, they've got to look at it and say, you know, Kyrie doesn't make basketball a priority. So how can we go forward with him? Mm-hmm. He's not made basketball a priority for the better part of 2 years. He's found a way to be away from the team. He's found a way to, hey, I want to get involved in this knuckleheaded controversy, which, what are you doing? And if he loved basketball and really made it his priority, he wouldn't be doing things like this, taking away from trying to win a championship. So I don't know how you go forward with Kyrie Irving on the team.
Yeah, and I don't know that they can, but at this point he's so toxic
can you make a deal? The Lakers were genuinely interested in making a deal for him last summer. I was getting indications as late as yesterday morning that they were still interested in trying to make something happen and saw this as actually an opportunity to get Kyrie. But I don't know where things stand this morning because they've become so toxic. But at this point, the Nets, this iteration of the Nets is not going anywhere. Too much has happened. And the strange thing is that you know, my understanding is that Kyrie's people got together with him at the beginning of the year and said, hey, you're about to be a free agent. People have really forgotten what a great basketball player you are. Let's make this year about that. Let's not have any distractions. Let's not let our social media posts, I don't know if they said that directly that way, but it was basically, let's get back to playing basketball and put all the other stuff aside so that there's a market for you when you hit free agency. And that apparently fell on deaf ears. I will also say, I have not been overly impressed by the way that Joe Tsai has handled all of this. He's been rather erratic in his decisions too. One minute he's supporting Steve Nash, the next minute they go 2-5, and he is and he's being fired. So that's where it takes a lot of people to create a mess like this, and it appears that quite a few people have pitched in.
Rick, I'm going to get to basketball in a second, but just to tag it, when we talk about the Nets and how they've reacted to all of this stuff, we talk about the league taking nearly a week to issue a statement and don't use Kyrie's name in it, and then all the people that are normally up in arms about anything in terms of human behavior and how we look at our fellow men and women have been curiously silent during this entire episode.
Well, I think, you know, I think one of the things that we've become numb at this point to all of this stuff. And there's a feeling like, okay, let the news cycle turn 24 hours and see if it's still around, or is it just going to go away? And how much do we have to address it? We know it's wrong. Everybody knows it's wrong. Do we need to state that fact, or does everybody get it that what Kyrie has said, or whatever the issue may be, like, do we have to react? And I believe that's why you saw the delay in part, because it was some of it is trying to work behind the scenes, trying to resolve things and not have to go out there and make statements or take action. Because in some ways, making statements and taking action only breathes more oxygen into whatever the issue is. And this is the kind of issue that, like, there's no, you would hope that Kyrie or anybody else would look at this and say, well, this is just wrong, and understand that it wouldn't take punishment, it wouldn't take a statement. And to that end, I mean, we have NBA players who were very quick to talk about Robert Sarver. And Donald Sterling and take stands. It's been really quiet. Obviously, the NBPA put out a statement. They didn't put out a statement and name Kyrie specifically. It was a vague statement, a generality. But we've had no players, LeBron, Chris Paul, any of the guys that generally step up and say, you know what? We can't have this in this league. This is not acceptable. And it really undercuts their credibility in talking about anybody else. Because if you're not willing to keep your own house in order, I don't want to hear you talking about somebody else's house.
Rick Bucher with us here, Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan Patrick. All right, two basketball we get. Now, the other big story that dropped late last night, Steve Kerr says changes are coming to the Warriors after they lose to the Magic 130-129. He says no one's riding to our rescue, but there's going to be changes in rotations, changes in playing time. It's been a disappointing start. Is this salvageable, or do you see issues with the Warriors that may not be solvable?
It depends on what you're trying to solve. Are you trying to create another championship team? That's going to be a steep hill. Can they be immensely better, and can they compete for a title? I think they can get there, but let's make no mistake. They lost a lot of key pieces. The timing last year was perfect in terms of when they got healthy and everybody else was suffering injuries. It was a very much a charmed run last year. It wasn't as, and I live in the Bay Area, so I hear all this time, I've heard this over and over again and disagreed with it. Like, we've got the new iteration of a dynasty. So far, what I've seen from Steve is that it has been a extended preseason, and he's been trying to ramp up the young guys. He's been trying to give Jonathan Kuminga less so, Moses Moody and James Wiseman in particular, as many minutes as he possibly could to bring them along, because he needs those young guys to develop if they are going to be championship contenders again. And they simply haven't. They haven't come along. And so if he's making changes, I mean, I believe the last time I checked, he was playing a dozen players at least 10 minutes a game. That's a very, very, very deep rotation. And so I'd imagine he would tighten that up. Guys are going to have to go back to earning their minutes. And then the other issue is where is Klay Thompson? I think everybody expected that Klay, after last year, was going to take another step forward. He has not. And he's been up and down. And so they are and the one last thing is, you know, when they made their run last year, it was coming off of essentially 2 years of rest and revenge building. Like, their engines, their tanks were full and their engines were revving to try to get back to where they were. Well, they climbed that mountain and played later than anybody else. And now they don't have that advantage of, we're coming off of 2 years rest with all of our, with all of our key players. And so can it be improved? Absolutely. It can be improved. They're still an immensely talented team. Are they going to dominate as the way you would expect a defending champion would? This is a very much a different team, and the way they won that championship last year was very unique and not necessarily relatable to where they are this year.
He's on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher. Check out the On the Ball podcast with Rick as well. Rick, as always, buddy, appreciate your time with us, man. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you.
You do the same. Thanks.
Appreciate you, Rick.
All right. Now, and that's the thing about the Warriors, Mike, is that with more time that goes between now and the championship, because I know you're a little bit more bullish on their chances than I am, because look, like I said, dynasties end and it ends quickly.
Oh, sure.
And ends that way. I think we're going to look back and say, boy, the Warriors squeezed out that last championship. That they got one more with that core before they got too old, or they had too much difficulty replacing the supplementary parts from a year ago. Because this is not anything that is really solvable. Like, because you look at the issues there. They're having problems on defense. Okay, well, that's great. They're having a problem with young players not playing well. Okay, well, that's not something that suddenly you can just flip a switch and say, okay, now we're good.
Right? 100%.
The starting five have been really good, but they can't play 38 minutes a game.
No, but that's the point, right? Is that we are so early into the season and not winning a road game to this point. I don't think that's been done. I thought I read somewhere since the 56-57 Philadelphia Warriors that's the first time that's happened. See, history all over the place. That goes back to Don Larson. See how it all ties together? The rich tapestry that you and I weave here when we hit the airwaves. But we look at the Western Conference, and there's a lot of teams we like. But how much do you love a lot of those teams, right? We talk about Memphis, Phoenix regular season, great. 6-1, winners of five straight. But second seed right now, Portland. Third seed, Utah. Anybody? Anybody? The Spurs are in the five hole if the playoffs were today. And that's why I always have the let's hold up and remember it's an 82-game slog, right? Everybody's right. Lakers are two in a row, and they're rolling on tonight.
Matt
they got,
Ryan
they
saved
got,
the season.
They've
Matt
got those
Ryan,
Utah
buddy.
Jazz later on tonight. And right now I'm working Dan Wojcicki to join me later on tonight to say, what's happening with these Lakers? But you look at the Lakers, you look at the Clippers and load management, everything else. The point being, it is a long, long road. We'll have some movement in terms of players, but also things will normalize a bit. So I expect them to be better. Are they going to be great? It remains to be seen.
Just give the ball to Matt Ryan. It's all he needs 25 shots a game. Lakers will be just fine. Just keep giving it to him.
I wasn't making it about the Lakers.
No, I got a line. You ready for this?
Yes.
Matt Ryan needs to take 28 threes a game.
And then he'll ice up that arm. See, yeah. Matty Ice.
28 threes a game. See, 28 threes. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for the Dan Patrick Show today. Dan and the Danettes. Coming up next, a big football weekend. The World Series is going to finish as well. We'll give you some big, bold predictions for how some of the biggest games of the weekend are going to turn out. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike in for Dan and the Danettes, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. With some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Sports Radio, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Get ahead of the holiday stress now with M-Drive. M-Drive supplements address stress, weight, and energy so you can feel your best. Get 25% off all M-Drive supplements through November. Text Dan to 55,000. Going to the holidays feeling good. Text Dan to 55,000. Message and data rates may apply. So we're getting set for the biggest college football weekend of the year, a huge week 9 in the NFL. We're going to see the World Series decided. How about some big, bold predictions for what we're going to see this weekend, Mike Harmon? You ready to go?
Let's get it on. I love it.
All right, look, I'm not the guy that can sit here and say, oh boy, Team X is mad, and so they're going to win this game. But I'm absolutely going to say that tomorrow for Tennessee and Georgia.
Because they're mad. I get mad.
Look, Georgia has been really, really good. The defending champs have been really good. But they're kind of missing a little bit. This is one of those games where, okay, now you have our interest, right? Number three, number one. And by the way.
Look at their schedule.
Yeah.
Outside of the win against Oregon. I mean, Auburn, the coach got fired.
Yeah,
Florida is not the team that we anticipated. Yeah. Remember back when you were on the Richardson for Heisman bandwagon?
Oh, that was so long ago. That was so late.
See, but
August.
I mean, that's how long a college football season is.
So late August.
Think about how long ago that was. And you were starting to get people, they were helping you build that bandwagon.
Yeah, now remember, my official pick was Caleb Williams. My official pick was Caleb Williams. I said he could come and surprise you. But.
Yeah, you changed your pick. But that's okay.
I did not. That is completely false. And that is fake.
I have the court reporter read it back.
Fake right there. No, I'll find it on Twitter and tweet it out and tattoo it to your forehead.
What you put out on Twitter versus what you say when you open mouth say things on radio.
Oh, my God. I got to go pull this proof now for you. But then you couple that with, hey, here's a big game they're waiting for with, oh, by the way, oh, you think we're the third best team in the country? The college football, wait a minute. You think we are the third best team? We won the championship last year. You think we're the third best team? Okay, now we're going to go out and show you a little something. It's not going to be a full top-to-bottom dominance. It's going to be a lot of offense, but they're going to pull away, and they're going to win this game by double digits. Give me Georgia to win, and they'll be the new number one team in the country.
Right now, the spread sitting at 8, down from 9 when it opened. But we're looking at, you want to go to that game, you're looking at a get-in of almost $500 per ticket. You want to go to Sanford Stadium for that one. So good luck with your get-in there. But I'm with you a little bit of I've always been the to be the man, you got to beat the man. And even if things change, if they're running still undefeated, awful hard to knock them down from the top spot. I know we do this for power rankings and all of that fun stuff all along, but this is definitely their opportunity, their first since that Oregon win, to really flex some muscle against a team that's gotten a lot of heat. And I like upsetting the apple cart. Right, because that's what Tennessee's doing right now. Hendon Hooker with his 2,300 plus passing yards, 21-1 touchdown to interception ratio, just absolutely absurd, putting Tennessee football back on the map. But now you have to decide: is the reemergence of Peyton Manning on your sidelines a blessing or a curse?
Well, is he going to do a Manning cast from the sidelines during the game? Like, if that happens, that's a blessing.
Well, I mean, he's got to promote that he's hosting that award show with Luke Bryan some more. Because I know Bryan, he's showing up on game day. So he got his tie in there. So, I mean, there's so much going on.
Now to the NFL. One more big bowl prediction. This week has been really about how bad he was on Sunday. Zach Wilson threw three picks last week against the Patriots. I told you he was going to throw three picks, and now it's all been about Zach Wilson. Look, Zach Wilson has not been good, all right? His ceiling, his projection is really low. As much as the Jets say it's Zach's job, they elevated Mike White to the number two job so they can get him more reps. He's going to get in the games. And this week, Zach Wilson's going to wind up getting benched.
Wow.
The Bills get turnovers. Zach Wilson's going to give it to them. And the game will be close enough because the Jets' defense is low enough. They'll slow Josh Allen down enough for it to be a game. He's going to make a couple of bad decisions. And as much as the Jets say he's our guy, they don't care who plays quarterback at this point. And Mike White showed last year he had a grasp of the offensive system, and he's going to get in the game, and then the Jets are going to hit the bye, and it's going to be, has Zach Wilson lost his job for good? It's going to be chaos coming to the Jets on Sunday because Mike White's going to play and Zach Wilson's going to get benched.
Trying to get a spark at home, 11.5-point dogs. That's right, division home game, 11.5-point dogs. Do they go right at Sauce? To really blow this
not
up
if they're
to where
smart.
They have to make a decision?
You go away, dude. Sauce is the new Revis, man. Hey, throw it, Sauce Gardner. Go ahead, man. Let's see how it turns out for you. I would love that. Throw it, Sauce, all
Stephon
you want
Stephon Diggs versus Sauce. Let's go. Yeah.
No, that's great. Do it.
Actually, Stephon Diggs will be beating up on Michael Carter, so it'll be just fine. I like the boldness of your proposition and the fact that you've already jumped ship on your guy, Zach, just like you did Sam before him. And then I'll have to hear that infernal Mike White open if this happens.
Oh, no. I completely jumped ship on Zach Wilson way before I jumped ship on Sam Darnold.
Oh, no.
Much,
yeah.
It was much quicker.
Well, I mean, you tried to. I mean, people can go listen to earlier in the show. You were trying to prop Sam Darnold as a return for Carolina.
No, I just said that could happen. What a great story it was going to be. I didn't say it was going to be good.
Would it really be a great story?
Sure it would. To see him back again. Hey, Sam Darnold's back.
All right. You know, it would mean his ankle's healthy, so good for him.
It's like one of your friends moving back into town that's lived out of town for a while.
Do they buy beer? No.
World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to Houston.
Zach Wheeler. Seven shutout innings. We get a game seven. Let's go.
Great run for the Phillies. They overachieved. 87 wins. The Astros win the World Series. They got two games at home to do it. They're the world champions, and we're trying to come to grips with the Astros winning it all when we talk again on Monday.
Phillies win in seven, extending your sports misery.
Oh, look at you. If you say that and that happens, we're going to have words. We 100%. From Mike, I'm Jason. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. Colin Cowherd coming up next. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.